we're talking right now. You don't have to really think of anything to talk about because we're automatically talking.
That we are, Mike.
Yep.
We can hang out with Casey tonight? Give him a call?
Yeah, we could. However, I'm like low on money and everything.
We could sponge off of him.
That's right, he is pretty rich now, isn't he?
He is pretty rich.
He's making billions.
Now that he owns his own corporation.
Well, I guess we will maybe, maybe if he wants to. Maybe Sean just wants to be alone with him tonight.
I don't know. Maybe they're sick of each other.
Yeah, that could be.
I don't know. Or maybe they're making up. If they were cranky yesterday, maybe they're making up today.
That could be.
How come Larry never comes over with Raj? How come Raj and Will all stop by here, but we never see that old Larry?
I think Larry's busy. He's doing homework. He works somewhere.
Wendy's.
So he works most of the time. He doesn't come out late at night. He can stop by. Because he's working at Wendy's. And it's amazing every time those guys come by. Chaos.
And what is it with him?
Every time. A dumped ashtray, something spilled, something wet. He's always using the mop.
Swords off the wall.
Swords off the wall. Someone's gonna get stabbed.
Somebody's always got a weapon in their hand. But we take those off the wall, too, and play with them. Well, not the sword too much, I guess.
No, we don't play with them that much. Not like they do. We just, I don't know. We don't really get that violent with them. Like they're getting violent. They're just too crazy, I guess. Or something. Or they just got too much energy. Does that mean we don't have enough energy and we're just lame?
Or we just channel our energy towards non-childish things?
Like what?
Well, like, deep thought and homework and Star Trek episodes. Like, Will couldn't even figure out that Star Trek episode.
Yeah, I know, he couldn't figure it out. Do you think we've thoroughly explained to him the high situation?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think we thoroughly told him.
Cold shower for him next time. Why did Roger... did you really think Roger was going to throw you in the shower?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you should have just reached up with a foot and turn it off.
Well, I was too busy just trying to keep the water off. I didn't think he was. He pushed me towards the bathroom. I thought he was just joking. And now the next thing I was standing in the bathroom. Next thing you know, he turned on the water. And I said, holy shit, he's got the water on. And it was too late. I was in the bathroom. I was in the bathtub, and I was slipping all over the place. And it was easy. He could just hold me in there with a finger because I was just slipping all over the place. I couldn't get out of there, so I just held the shower curtain over the shower. And next you know, we had gallons of water on our floor.
Yeah, I was just watching it. I was just watching it spraying right onto the floor.
And I said, oh, shit. And there's no way I could reach for the handle. If I tried to reach for the handle, I could have fell and busted my head open. I was just primarily concerned about keeping my balance. I was afraid either Roger or me was going to fall and bust our head open on the sink or one of the valves that were sticking out of the wall. That's a pretty common injury, too, slipping in the bathroom, busting your head open at something. That'd be nasty.
Especially if you hit right in your face, right in your teeth. And one of those knobs.
It could easily happen. Or it could hit you in the temple and kill you. One of those big old gnarly looking knobs that are around there. Yeah, I guess I'm just paranoid, but bad things happen from just things when you times when you think you're having fun, it just makes you know something bad like that happens. Someone gets carried away and lets you know there was fucking bad things happening.
We've kept everything pretty much under control, though, this
year.
That's
why you can't rustle around if bad things are happening.
Yeah, Roger got his nose.
You know what happened to one of my aunt's friends out in Iowa? Like, when she was younger, she had a headgear from braces, and these two girls were wrestling around, just playing around, wrestling. And one girl pulled her headgear off her mouth and let it snap back, and it slid up her face and stuck in her eyes and blinded her.
Wow.
Isn't that horrid? That's horrid.
Blinded
her for life. Isn't that horrid? That's just ending just from goofing around. Just from screwing around, a little bit of screwing around. And another thing, it's terrible. Things like that could happen. That's why I don't like people screwing around with swords and trying to throw people in the showers and stuff like that and everything like that.
That happened to my Aunt Florence when she was a little girl?
What happened?
She was like screwing around like around Christmas time. And like she, I guess this is when they had candles on trees. She lit her hair on fire.
Oh, wow.
You met her.
Would anything happen? Did she get burned head or something?
I don't know. Maybe you could shave her and look for scar tissue.
I don't want to shave your Aunt Florence's head. Does your Aunt Florence have, like, spinal bifida or something like that?
I don't know, just maybe she doesn't need enough calcium. She is kind of bent over, isn't she?
She's just, like, crooked. She looks like she just had a spinal problem.
She's been having a lot of float operations.
She was in a car accident or something.
Just, probably just from, you know, like, old ladies, like, shrink up or whatever. She's not really shrinking, is she? But, I mean, you know, like, their bones weaken. Or something, I don't know. She's had numerous foot operations lately, Mike. Maybe you'd want to, you know, write her a get-well card or perhaps visit.
What kind of foot operations?
I don't know what the hell for. She showed me her foot last time. It was all, like, green and black.
Yeah. I might have said stuff down her foot. She doesn't have any muscles in her right foot at all. No muscles. Everything's been removed. The only thing that holds her foot in one place, my mom's foot, is two steel staples on her foot. And she has to keep her foot wrapped up in the winter, because in the cold freezes the staples, and she can feel it all the way into her bone. Freezing cold staples. That hold her foot.
But how does she, then she just like having a peg there, or what?
Yeah, but her foot, it just holds her foot enough so she can, like, put weight on it.
So, sprinting, high jumping, is out?
She's real good at it.
Real good at it?
No, she had polio when she was a kid. She went to a camp with a bunch of other kids, and like 90 kids got polio from this one camp. They all went there, they all got polio. She was lucky, though. A lot of her friends died, a lot of them went blind, deaf.
She's
lost huge sections of muscles and all kinds of things went wrong with them. Got lost legs and stuff like that. And luckily, she just lost the muscles in her foot.
Your mom doesn't even limp, does she?
Oh, yeah.
She really never noticed.
Well, she walks real slow, so she's got it down. And if you look at her feet, her arches on both feet are completely collapsed, and her feet are, like, turned like that. And it, like, bent from her issue because of how she walks. She can't wear any shoes, any normal shoes, like high heel shoes, like obviously her foot's stapled. She has to wear, like, only tennis shoes and stuff. She only has, like, one pair of shoes that she can wear, like, out to dinner, nice shoes. Because she has to get these special things made for the inside, which costs, like, $200 a foot to correct her foot. So the shoes are always super, super expensive, so she only has like one pair. It's kind of wild, because everywhere I go with her, everybody always looks at her feet. Like when I'm walking around in a shopping mall, people look at her feet.
I never even noticed her feet, Mike. Now next time I see her, I'm going to be staring at her feet.
Yeah, you will. That's kind of good, though. She was put in a wheelchair when she was 13 and told she was never going to walk again. But my grandpa said, bullshit. Took her out of the hospital and brought her home.